Hello, I'm Stephen Allen, and welcome to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.
Back with another podcast of some small news stories that we can just whip through to make sure it saves you reading the actual newspapers. We all know the front page main headlines. You get news push alerts left, right and centre these days. But this kind of crap, no one else is doing it. For a good reason. So we went through the papers, we found some of these things. I did promise earlier in the week that some of my little TV appearances reviewing newspapers, I'd put some clips in. I've not. Yeah, I don't think I did anything clip-worthy. And, well, that's not true, actually. If you go to somenews.co.uk, I've written up one of the stories. So you could read that. I think that's all right. It's a bit like a newspaper column that I do. Speaking of which, they're also available in Romford Recorder, Barkingham Dagenham Post, Ilford Recorder, Hackney Gazette, Chad in Mansfield and Ashfield, with Swindon Advertiser. There's loads. But if you just find me on social media, you can find them there. Meanwhile, we did a radio show, and it came out sounding like this. So on the show today, loads of different news stories we could talk about. They've been archiving human brains or something like that. There's advice on what to do should you be confronted by a seagull. And it's worth having that advice because they're big these days and they're after your chips. And I like my chips. Dogs are back in the news. We always seem to have either a cat or a dog story because that's the level we work at. And Karen Gillan, you know, from Doctor Who and then from the Marvel things. She's been dressing up and doing something unexpected. Find out by the end of today's little broadcasty thing. So that'll keep you listening, isn't it? So there's a lovely story which I guess someone will be getting in trouble for. An ex-top cop told the House of Lords that he didn't report his wife's stolen credit card. And you think, well, something is amiss there. What's going on? He said, because saving money. Lord Mackenzie of Framwellgate, or whatever that is, left the chamber unsure whether he was joking or not when he said that in these circumstances one should always report the matter to the police. Although he pointed out that he didn't do because it was cheaper because his missus couldn't spend money on it. That's... Why don't you just marry the criminal? I feel like you could cut out the middleman on this and just, you know, hook up with whoever nicked your credit card. There must be some way of getting a message to them. And one way or another, you'd save money on that. So there you go. We talk about food on the show quite a lot because I get hungry. Soup's in the news. The nation's most expensive soup has gone on sale. Monks Jump Over the Wall is what it's called. It sounds like they've some dodgy cocktail, you know, some kind of Sex on the Beach style stuff. Apparently, it will cost you £128 for this soup. And it's only flipping soup. Do you know what I mean? Soup normally is the bland option. Oh, I don't really fancy anything else on the starters. What's the soup again? I wasn't listening when you told me first time. Oh, go on then, I'll have soup. For that kind of experience, I would not want to be paying £128. However, this is at the Googie restaurant. I don't know how to say it because I'm not posh. Where an eight-course deluxe tasting menu costs £1,520. Would you like the deluxe tasting menu for £1,520? What was the soup again? Was it 120? Yeah, I love that. It's the only way I'll be able to afford to do anything in that place. There's a story in the news about Marvel-related stuff. You know me, I love all that nerdy, you know, cinema lark. This one's an interesting one, though. Karen Gillan said that turning up to therapy dressed as the Marvel character Nebula helped to break the stigma about seeking help. She posted a pic on social media, you know, all blue-headed up like the character from the films, and they went to a couples session. I don't think that helps. She was saying it's good to normalise therapy. I don't think that makes it look normal. Because people saying, do you know what? Life throws a few things at you and I've needed therapy. That's fine. You dressing up as Nebula? Well, of course you'd need therapy. Your dad was Thanos. He used to try and replace parts of your body with robot-y bits when your sister did better. Of course you'd need help. We often talk about seagulls because they're often in the tabloids. But it does seem like it's not just a coincidence. They are attacking humans more. Is it because they are bigger and they fear us less? That's my worry. Are they hungrier because of the cost of living crisis? That one doesn't make any sense. For some reason, we're being had at by seagulls. Psycho seagulls could spark another pandemic, according to health chiefs. Great. So if they're not nicking your chips, they're giving you some lurgy. The advice is that Brits... This is the stupidest thing I've ever read. Are you ready? Because seagulls could spread disease. Brits have been told to socially distance. and stay at least 2 meters away at all times. What if the seagull's got a face mask? Did they answer that one? I don't think they did. The UK Health Security Agency's first ever public guidance says that you should stay safe by, because the avian flu, you don't want avian flu, so stay away from seagulls at 2 meters at all times. If I had a choice in staying away from a flying bird, I would. It has the air advantage. Tell it. Stop giving me advice about staying away from seagulls. Tell seagulls to stay away from me, because it can move a lot faster, and it doesn't have any chips. There's a new story that harks back to the good old days. It talks about blaming your dog for eating your homework. And then the story is saying that doing that isn't very fashionable anymore, and we're meant to be surprised. No. Kids don't blame the dog for eating their homework anymore. Oh, no. Times have changed and things are so different. Why would you? Of course you couldn't use that excuse anymore. Homework's like on laptops and tablets and things. Back in our day, homework was on paper. The dog could chew up a bit of paper. If your dog's eating your homework these days, firstly, you're annoyed because you've got to buy a new iPad and you've got to take it down the vets. So there's a firm that's to offer the world's most expensive dinner in space. Previously, we were talking about soup that would set you back 128 quid, and now there's an expensive dinner in space. I'm starting to worry that this is more food inflation. Did we talk about my shrinkflation problem? You know, inflation, things get more expensive. Shrinkflation, you buy the same object, but it gets smaller. I noticed another one. I've been buying jeans and trousers with the same waist size for years, and now they don't fit. So shrinkflation, probably. Thanks, Liz Truss. That is a real name. But a firm's offering dinner in space. Space VIP says that it will host 6 dinners in a balloon on the edge of space. And it's going to cost you nearly £400,000 plus the tip. That's the one that's really going to absolutely sting you, isn't it? 12.5% on top of that. Oof. Would you want to have dinner in space? Firstly, you're in a balloon. You've just floated high, but technically you're in space. And why would you want to eat? Honestly, a lot of it just seems like conning rich people out of money, which I'm all for. But if I wanted to dine in a place that has no atmosphere, go down the harvester again. I'd be mean. I love a harvester. I love a harvester. There's a story about young people. Bashful Gen Zs, they're young people. These are workers, haven't spoken to a colleague aged over 50 in more than a year, according to a survey. A fifth of staff under 26 admit that they don't know how to approach older workers. What do you mean, how to? Do they think they're not human? What? How do you approach younger workers and then do the same, but maybe slower, because we're not going to outrun you? Do you know what I mean? These Gen Zs literally think that we are a different species or something, that I wouldn't know how to approach someone who's a few years older than me. Unbelievable. But before I say that, actually, Gen Zs, feel free to not approach. Absolutely fine with it. So, yeah, as you were. Nearly running out of time to tell you this story. Anne Hegarty from the TV has vowed to never quit The Chase. We presume she means the TV show she's on and not just The Chase for the Gentlemen. Oi, oi, eat down the old Wetherspoons. The other day I was thinking about this. Young little babies, right? My daughter is 7 weeks old, getting towards 8 weeks. You know how numbers work. And her smile is beautiful. And I realise loads of people say it's not a smile, it's gas. And it probably is. People also say you should burp your child after you feed them. What, and give her less gas when she's got a smile that beautiful? Not a chance. I've been running the breast milk through the soda stream. I would say I'm feeling my age these days when I read some of these news stories. The Summer Olympics are set to be interesting because 300,000 condoms have been dished out to the athletes. How many athletes are going? Because if you divide 300,000 by the number of athletes and then divide by 2 because of the people who wear them, do you know, I don't want to get too graphic, but if in a standard gentleman-lady coupling, only one of... Anyway, you understand the maths. That's a lot, isn't it? This is in Paris, of course it is. And I had to phrase this nicely. Look, it makes me feel old because if I were doing the Olympics and had to do some running races a couple of days a week, I would just need to lie down at the end of the day. So you can keep them, actually. Save yourself the single-use plastic. Experts are apparently predicting that it won't be long until robots do our housework for us. High-tech humanoid helpers in every home. Obviously, in the film My Robot, they turn against us. But if ever my missus does a little bit of housework, she turns against me. So I'm used to it. I've never seen her come back in from taking a bin out and not look furious. So tech giant Nvidia, the ones who make, the GPUs, the graphics cards. All right. They've unveiled plans for a prototype called Groot, like the Guardians of the Galaxy one. It's looking like a human-style robot, and then it'll be general purpose. It will do all of the jobs around the house. Literally, there is a chance that if you merge this technology with the other technology that they have in the Daily Star quite a lot, you could just marry one. Do you know what I mean? Apparently, experts, these are British experts, this is British science I'm talking about now, have created an archive of ancient human brains. Donald Trump. Put your own joke in there. Many of the preserved remains are up to 12,000 years old. They were found in locations including a Swedish place, dating back from the Stone Age. Also, an Iranian salt mine from 500 BC and an Andean volcano summit. Oh, dear. They said it will provide a unique insight into our evolution. Have we evolved that much over that amount? Seems that we did most of our evolving to become Homo sapiens, and since then we got taller because we're better at food. But, no, good. Archive lots of brains. Good. If you want to know the opposite of an archive of brains, have a look at social media. Hundreds of community pharmacies have closed, by the way. This is in the news. In the last 5 years, the Association for Independent and Multiple Pharmacies, whatever they're called, has said that there have been more than 400 closed in England since 2019. The reason this is important, not only do I love a pharmacy. Who doesn't love a pharmacy? You go in there, you can get some headache pills. You get them from a supermarket, they're cheaper. But you can go in there, you get weird inflatable bulb things, you don't know what they're for. And this is the thing I find about pharmacies, like proper local pharmacies. They have a lot of medical stuff in there that you don't know what it's for, but you're aware that at some point in your life you will know what it's for. Does it terrify you? Like, why is there an inflatable thing that looks like a neck rest, but it's all the way around? Then you reach a certain age and you find out, oh, it's for that, is it? Ugh. Anyway, they've closed down loads of pharmacies, and I just mention it because, was it last month, they brought in a new plan to say, you don't need to go to your GP, go to your local pharmacy. If only they'd have looked into where the local pharmacy is, about another 300 miles. In case you were wondering, in case you were waiting for some breaking news, like all the newspapers have gone for about if Princess of Wales has been spotted anywhere, I'm doing the opposite of Princess Watch. No. There was that story of the people working in the hospital where she went in January, tried to access her medical files. You wrong'uns, back off. Don't access anyone's medical files. Yeah. But especially, I'm not surprised though, because by working in the media, I've had friends get in touch saying, so have you got any gossip about what's happening with Kate Middleton then? No, because I don't. It's someone else's life. We don't have a right to know what she's up to or whatever. I mean, look, yes, she's not been spotted in public. There was a picture that people now saying wasn't her. Again, try not to care. I'm very much in favour of doing these in order. Until you've sorted out Shergar, I am not interested in the rest of it. Yeah? Pull your own finger out. How about them apples? Right, podcast done. That was a reach. There weren't as many minutes of songs in the hour, so I had to find more news stories. We did it anyway, so there's nothing. Nothing from the newspapers that we didn't cover in that show. And then some. Ended up doing a joke about my daughter. Subscribe to wherever you found this podcast. Social media me, at Mr. Stephen Allen. And until next time.
Thank you for listening to Stephen Allen, almost, daily.